Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, we have Brian Copps from the Microsoft IT department talk about how Microsoft.com uses System Center Operations Manager to monitor online services and keep its sites from going offline. Brian, the mic is yours.
Hi, my name is Brian Copps. I'm a Principal Service Engineer for an Operations and Service Engineering group in the Management and Securities Division. I've been at Microsoft over 19 years, and I've worked on Microsoft.com, Windows Update, MSDN at Microsoft.com, TechNet at Microsoft.com, and several other online services here at Microsoft. For the last 10 years, I've been doing operations, either managing the infrastructure that runs those sites, or running a management and monitoring team that builds and runs the tools that those sites use to maintain their availability. I wanted to thank you for joining me today. We're going to talk about how Microsoft.com uses System Center Operations Manager to monitor our online services. Let me give you a little background about these sites. So Microsoft.com is one of the top 15 traffic sites in the world. And considering that this is a marketing site versus all of the other social services sites that are online right now, in that top 15 is pretty impressive. In addition, we look at Windows Update, which is the site that uses that all Windows computers use to download their patches. I mean, the amount of traffic that is generated from these sites is amazing for corporate sites. So that gives you a little idea of kind of the scale that we're talking about when we're actually running Microsoft.com. What we want to do also is kind of give you a little background on how our monitor management structure works, right? So we monitor Windows servers and Azure services. And underneath those, we use Operations Manager for our monitoring platform, and we use Microsoft System Center Service Manager as our ticketing system for our Tier 1 support. So the key there is that Operations Manager has a connector for Service Manager, so those alerts feed directly into that ticketing system without us having to do anything. That was one of the very simple things that we actually had when we set those two things up for ticketing. That's just a little bit of background on the structure. What we're going to do now is really focus on what we do for monitoring using Operations Manager. The first thing that we actually focus on for monitoring is baseline monitoring. And what I mean by baseline monitoring is making sure that the network is running, making sure that the server is running, making sure that the OS, that IIS, and SQL Server is running. To us, that's our platform that we're going to run applications on for these online services. To do that, Operations Manager has a couple of different things that we've taken advantage of. One is there are synthetic transactions for URL monitoring. With a synthetic transaction, what we can do is we can actually monitor each of the layers of our application from the web service layers. What we do is we monitor the DNS layer, the actual VIP layer, and each individual server that's running IIS. This is to ensure that IIS is accessible and running on all of those servers. Next, we also make sure that any kind of back-end source, like a database, is also running. So to do that, we actually want to make sure that we have the SQL Server Management Pack running in Operations Manager. What that does is that really gives us a good idea that, hey, SQL Server is returning results when it's actually making requests. We also run the IIS Management Pack. Also, make sure IIS is functioning correctly. And we run the Windows Operating System Management Pack. One other management pack we do is any hardware. So if there's a hardware manufacturer management pack, we'll also run that as well. So that basically makes up our baseline monitoring. And what we want to do with that baseline monitoring is we want to actually say that this is stable. So the next thing we want to look at is this next slide. We'll show you a little bit more about the application layer. I know these slides look almost identical, but if you look closely, you'll see that this is customized applications for the application itself at each of the layers of the application. So we want to make sure that just like in the baseline monitoring, we do the same thing at the application. We monitor every single layer. The reason why we do this is to make sure that we can identify any problems quickly. With the baseline monitoring and the application monitoring and every single layer of the service monitored, we can actually quickly identify, hey, this one server is causing problems. Let's pull that server out of rotation. Or hey, we might have a data center problem. There might be a networking issue we've identified. The baseline monitoring will shift traffic over to another complete data center. So that's why we actually do this monitoring at every single one of those layers and every single one of those components. In addition to the application monitoring structure, we actually work with the development teams that are building these applications to make sure that they've actually put the right things, the right hooks in their application in order for us to monitor. Some of those things might be throwing an event on an error, throwing an event that is a warning to tell us, hey, there's something that we think is wrong, might need to investigate, and also writing custom counters that we might be able to capture. So if you work with a development team ahead of time, they can actually build those into the schedule. If you wait until the end, then most likely you're not going to get a lot of application monitoring out of the development teams. So it's really critical to get involved early with those development teams and make sure that they're doing the things that they need to make sure that you can do the application level monitoring. So if we look at this next slide, we'll take a look at kind of the Azure monitoring. And really, Azure monitoring is around the application. Azure, as a platform, we don't need to worry about the platform at this point. So the baseline actually kind of goes away with Azure monitoring. It also runs a little bit different, is the Operations Manager agent doesn't run on Azure. So what we need to do is we work with the development team to make sure that they're using Azure Diagnostics and writing the information to the diagnostics store that we can actually collect then from Operations Manager using the Azure Management Pack. So if they're writing the right events and the right perf counters, we can actually set alerts and thresholds on those in order to actually monitor that Azure application. In addition, with Azure, we can still do the URL monitoring as well. So we'll, just like any other Windows-based monitoring, we'll monitor every single layer of that Azure application to make sure that it's functioning. So kind of recap some of the things that we've learned over the years for monitoring online services. Start with that platform monitoring. Ensure that your baseline is there so that when you start troubleshooting, you know that it's baseline or application. Also, work with the development teams early in the planning cycles to build a monitoring plan. This is critical to make sure that they get the right things in the development code for the hooks for that application so that we can do the proper monitoring. Additionally, focus on the application monitoring that the user scenarios. So when I say user scenarios, so whatever that code path is that a user request is going to go through, make sure that you've worked with the development team to identify that and make sure we can monitor it. Once in a while, the development team will realize what we can do with Operations Manager, and they'll want to do all sorts of custom things. Try to keep it basic. Sometimes they want to monitor a little bit too much. Which kind of brings me to my last point, is be careful. It is possible to do too much monitoring. You can generate a lot of traffic from monitoring if you're not careful. In fact, one time we set up so much monitoring on one of our services, we were generating 15% utilization on our back-end database just from monitoring alone. So today we've covered how Microsoft.com uses Ops Manager for platform and application monitoring. I hope through this presentation you've seen the power of using Ops Manager in your monitoring management stack. If you're interested in more information, here are a couple online resources that might be helpful. Our team site, System Center in Action, you can find all sorts of blogs up there. We've also written a couple of documents about Microsoft.com's monitoring and management best practices that are also posted online. And then again, the IT Showcase is always a good source. I hope you've enjoyed learning about Microsoft.com's monitoring and management today. Thank you for joining me. See you next time.